Jesus said, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give my life, and that a ransom for many. So then we're here to give our lives to Christ and give our lives to God. We are, as to humanity, within the feminine gender. Though we are masculine as men, and there is a feminine gender as to women, and that for reproduction, as to multiply, to replenish the earth, as to bring about bodies that God, the great eternal spirit, can dwell in. And the dispute is over the body, in that Satan wants the body to replenish and to multiply as to his own abased image. And he is seeking the human body so that he, along with the fallen angels, can get out of the dry places and the tormenting places to live in your body. And so then, being the prince of this world, he continually entices you as to the enticement and desire of your human person to where he can enter into you. But we are, as people, in the feminine gender, and God is the only masculine one. And in that we are in this place, then I will not give my body to harlotry. I see young women giving their virtues away and giving themselves to harlotry for the thrill of human passions and for the sake of human senses. And I think how ignorant and how foolish and how unwise to think that a woman that represents the church would do such an evil, ungodly thing. And I see men giving their virtues away and going into the harlot as to throw their life away. And I think how pitiful, how evil and ugly to think something that's made in the image of God and made for the glory of God would abase themselves to such foolishness and evil as to that of a few moments of passion to throw their soul away, to sell it for the beggarly elements of this world. And I thank God, my body is the Lord's and it's the temples of the Lord, and I'll not defile it, and I'll not be a harlot to give my virtues to the evils of this world, and I'll not let Satan get within a human body and entice me and draw me to those things. All of my life, down through the years, I've always took that outlook that I'm not going to be enticed either by the lust of the eyes or the lust of the flesh or anything else as to the bone and flesh that shall rot and be thrown in the ground for the worms to eat. And give my life for the human senses as to an exhilaration that leads to death. Whereas the Bible said, and the harlot will say, stolen waters are sweet, but you know not that her guests are in the chambers of hell. And the one that is there as to the unlearned, the Bible said, and the ignorant one will turn in unto her to find that the dart will strike through the liver. And the Bible said, they that are abhorred of the Lord, speaking of the great tower, as a ditch shall fall therein. And the world is a whore. It is when a whoring on God, and even in its religious activities, it does not receive the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are throughout the world the bastard child that's been born out of wedlock. And God said, and in the morning I will despise thine image. But if we be the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, his members in particular, has to be the most lovely bride of Christ as to the brightness of his glory to outshine the brightness of the noonday. For the Bible said, he that win his souls is wise. And the Bible said, and he that win his souls shall in that day shine as the brightness of the noonday sun. He will be glorified as Jesus was when he stood on the Mount of Transfiguration, when the Bible said his garment was whiter than any full of soap could whiten it, and he glistened with the wonderful beauty and radiance of that glory that comes from the Heavenly Father. Let's give the Lord another hand, honey. Now, I come here with you to worship the Lord, and I come here to talk with you about Jesus and to share with you my enthusiasm for the Lord. I want to do something for the Lord. I want to grow in his grace. I need more of his grace. And I want to grow in his knowledge. And the only way I can have his grace is to grow in his knowledge. For the Bible said, God hath given us all things that pertain unto life. And the Bible said, and he hath given us this through the knowledge of his son. When you say knowledge, that means to know. Or he has given us this to us, if it can be made known to us. Or that is, there is a knowing that is referred to as the knowledge of God. And there is a ministry, the Bible said, and this ministry will speak the word of God. And this ministry comes with a knowledge or something that makes you know. And all of these things are already given to us in Christ Jesus before the world ever was. There's nothing I can do to obtain unto them. There's nothing you can do to obtain unto them. It's not of works, lest any man should boast, but it is the gift of God. There is nothing that I can do in prayer. There's nothing I can do in fasting. There's nothing that I can do in coming to church. There's nothing I can do in giving of my substance. There's nothing that I can do in any way of life that will obtain under, not just one little thing of this. And there's no diplomacies of life that can obtain unto it. There's no professors, there's no scholars, there's no students. The Bible said, and God hath made this as to higher above our understanding than the heavens is the earth. But he hath revealed it or made it revelation unto babes such as are willing to learn. And that means that the only way we can have it is for him to give it to us, because he hath reserved it as to his own sovereignty. No one can obtain unto it. Money cannot buy. But it is freely given to us through a knowing, through a knowledge, through God speaking from within the ministry to us in the house of God, where judgment begins as the sins are remitted or retained. And where eternal life is given, and eternal youth is given, and eternal blessings and wisdom and riches and splendor and glory is given. So then, when we come to the house of God, which is the ground and pillar of the truth, the Bible should be more ready to hear than give the sacrifice of foods, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the knowing, or the knowledge, or the word. So then that ye should know how to behave yourself in the house of the living God, which is the ground and pillar of the truth. So we're here as God's ministers to make you to know the will of God, or as a lawyer would come as to that one that had control of a state of affairs, as to the testament of one that had passed away, and that a testament is of none effect unless the testator be dead. Then we have a new testament, and that from the Heavenly Father. And we're here to execute that, to remind you of that, and to let you know that there are leeches and powers of evil that has took advantage of you in the time of your immaturity. And though ye be sons as of new birth, yet you differ nothing from a servant in that you are still under tribute or under tutors until the time appointed of the father, as to say the bar mitzvah. So we are going to the adoption, moving on, that you may take control of your wealth and of your power of position, as to be in control of your father's wealth. And all things are given to you in Christ, for he said, I've given you all things that pertain unto life, whether it be health and happiness, whether it be riches, youth, splendor, magnificent, glory, joy, unspeakable, whatever it might be, all of these things are given unto you in Christ freely. And Satan has come in between you and God. He has intercepted these things through the weakness of the flesh. And thine iniquities has wrought within your body, hath kept you back from good things. And God has come in the form of a human being, as to flesh, as to Jesus. God, being made a man, came and stepped between you and the wrath of the law. And the law smote that image that he made, as to an image of iniquity, in that he was made sin, that you might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And in that Jesus died out of the presence of God, that you might live in the presence of God. And in that Jesus lost all of his inheritance as to a man within this life, so that you might have all of the inheritance of heaven as in his behalf. So who shall declare his posterity in that it was cut off? We're here today to declare his posterity and tell you of the wonderful family of God. So then, as John laid the axe to the root of the tree, and the family of evil was cut off all the way back to the fall in the garden at as the time of the expulsion, so is there a new tree called the tree of life. And this family tree, as to a tree of life, means you and I are the family of God from henceforth and forever. So I said that to say this. We come here to make you know. We come here to detail. But God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Bible tells us that we should pray that God would grant unto us the spirit of revelation. And these things can be revealed to us as to the mysteries of God. For the Bible said, great is the mystery of godliness, and I am a steward of the mysteries. So then as to the dimensional depths, some have never known the depths of Satan, as to the mystery of iniquity. As to the dimensional heights, some have never known the heights of his glory, as to the mystery that is to be revealed. And the Bible said at the sounding of the last trumpet, as to Revelation 10 and 7, that it will sound and the mysteries of God should be finished. And at this, the ultimatum as to not the first heaven, the second heaven, but the third heaven shall be unfolded. And they that are made as to be recipients of this message or inhabitants of that great, wonderful world shall then appear. And that this life that is hid within you as to the translation of your spirit into the marvelous spirit of Christ or his kingdom is ready to be made manifest as that life of eternal living into your mortal genes, that you may be seen as the glorious transfiguration when Jesus was on the mountain. And that with this coming, that everyone that hath this hope within himself purifies himself even as he is pure, and with this faith shall be changed into the glorious image of the Son of God when he appears, as to Revelation and 19 and as to Thessalonians change when he comes for the church. So then I'm here to make you know what he has already done and what he has already given you and what you own and what you have and what you was always in the mind of God and what you are and what you shall forever be in the future. And I've come to tell you that it's a mind that is to be put in your human body, in your human spirit, and that it is to be revealed to your human body from within your human spirit. A little bit at a time, from glory to glory, from understanding to understanding, from thought to thought, from precipitation to precipitation, as to a perception, and then that this is to be made manifest as to 34, 100-fold, 60-fold, a partial thing, or go on to a full reward, or go on to the full measure, the full stature, to the full reward. Whatever you're willing to submit of yourself, that's what he's willing to feel, as to give to you, as to make you, as to what he is. And the Bible said, as he is, that is Christ, so are we in him, and that he is the fullness of God that filleth all in all, and that we are complete in him, lacking nothing. And so then he hath given us perfection in Christ, if we're willing to go on to receive that perfection in Christ, for we are members of his body in particular. All having been baptized into this membership of body by this one spirit of life that joins us together and knits us together in him, even the head, Christ Jesus, which at his appearing shall judge the quick and the dead and make known as to what is the members of his body. Many things that we could say concerning this, but I just want to impress upon you before I read here that you need to consider that we are only here as helpers of your faith. And Paul said, we wish this as to the perfecting of your faith and to read his wonderful will to you or his testament to let you know what he hath given to you that is freely given to you and that you do not have to do anything to obtain unto it. He only said that, you could have it, and that by believing. And to believe, then you must hear. How can you believe if you don't know? The Bible teaches, how can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach unless he be God sent? And how are you going to know if faith cometh by hearing and you don't hear anything? So then if you do hear what is to be said, as to say, let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches, then he that overcometh shall eat of that hidden manna that God has given to them that are willing, as to the interspiritual dwelling, as to that on the inside, and are woven with Christ as the strength to overcome the outer. If you overcome the outer as to Satan that infiltrates the outer man, then you can have this revelation as to the hidden manna or the mysteries. So everyone will not do this. Life is too enticing and they're too interwoven with the world and they're too fascinated with that is to the human senses, and they are a child of bondage by reason of desire, in that they are relative to the tangible sources of matter, or they relate as to this that is emanated from God, as to that that Satan has perverted as to the vanities of this world. And we have to die to that before we can be born again into a new world to live unto this wonderful thing of Almighty God. So I'm here to tell you, and yet not I, but the Spirit, as to what he says unto the churches, because it's not us speaking, but it's God within his temple, whose temples ye are. And the Bible said, all the world keeps silent, for God is within his temple. And as I told you about the vision we saw, the cloud coming down, when I questioned the Lord, and I said, Lord, what is this? I do not understand. And he said, son, the cloud that came down over your head, said it is always in the Old Testament that when the cloud is over the tabernacle, it means God is in the tabernacle or the temple. And he said, when the cloud come down over your head, I wanted you to know that I'm within the temple. So then God is speaking to us by his own wonderful goodness, having spoke to us time past by the prophets, but hath in this last day spoken unto us by his own voice as to the bodily members of the church, or Christ, or that is to say, God himself having spoke to us. And the Bible said, and they shall all be taught of God, even the little children, out of the heart and minds of sucklings, and the mouth of sucklings comes the praise of God. He hath perfected praise. So we're here to help you to grow if you're interested in growth. And these words are not just words. These words are spirit and they are life. And these words are the revealing of Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ. As from the body of Jesus, the word that was made flesh, when it was smitten, came forth the spirit of Christ, the quickening power that entered into your body and life and spirit. And that is Christ being revealed from that human body as to Calvary. And this is the expressions of it as John saw it, even in the revelation just a few short years after Calvary, as to an expose. So it was given to us in Christ before the world was, in the mind of God, as to the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And our names were written down in the Lamb's book of life as to the children of God. And then at Calvary, when the veil was rent in twain, then it came forth and was made manifest to be ministered to you and I down through the church ages as to every wonderful thing that had been hidden. For the Bible said concerning Jesus that he made known things that had been hidden from the foundation of the world, and that you have entered into a great wonderful knowledge of the things of God that many great men have desired to see and was not able to see it, and that we have entered into other men's labors. So when I talk to you from time to time, as this morning, I'm trying to express to you your inheritance that's always been yours and is now made known unto you, that you may comprehend with all saints what is the height, the depth, the width, and the length of this wonderful great inheritance. For he that is intellectually, the Bible said, all of the things of God are foolishness to the natural man, and he cannot receive them. For they are spiritually discerned, but he that is spiritual discerneth or understandeth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And the Bible said, as to the intellectual man, he shall not know when good cometh, for Satan, even the god of this world, the spirit of darkness, as to intellectual darkness, has blinded his eyes, even his eyes of understanding, that he should not see when good cometh. But unto you it is given that this light shined in darkness, as they that could not comprehend the light, yet ye are children of light, and you do comprehend this wonderful light as to the wonderful wisdom and knowledge of God. I have a problem a lot of times in traveling around or preaching or the different things that I do, because I meet all kinds of people, and some are partial, some are a little more given to the things of God, but as I move around, I find that there are people that are overconfident as to self-esteem, and they're in the reasoning, and they've got ambitions even in the religious world as to laity, as to preachers, as to members of the churches or whatever it is, and they never get anywhere. They never grow in the grace and knowledge because they are so prone to believe that they already know and that everything is just as they think it is, and there's really not anything anybody can do for them, and they stun themselves as to drafting themselves, and they spend most of their time in the natural and doing natural things and making money or having comforts and conveniences of the world, and when it comes to their calling or comes to the real sonship, they never really do anything. But anyway, we're willing to do whatever we can to help you. And if you can take these words of life to realize it is His testament of expression, is to let you know what He hath done for you and the glorious things He hath given you as to eternal securities, then all you have to do is listen and then believe. That's all that's required. Just believe. And your faith is imputed unto you as to righteousness. And the Bible said the faith of Jesus Christ He imputes unto you. By this you're sanctified and cleansed, and the unclean spirits are driven out. And then His great Holy Spirit comes into your heart and into your life. So as to the Bible saying that to wit that God was as a spirit in Christ Jesus, that human body reconciling the world back to Himself, not imputing the trespasses unto them. And to wit as to the great wonderfulness of God, as to the mystery of God, for great is the mystery of God, for God who is a spirit was manifested in a human body as to the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, and caught up into heaven, whose members ye are. And we are in His stead, beseeching the world to be reconciled unto Him. Or we are ambassadors from that great world as to this foreign country to come as an ambassador of peace, to try to bring the tranquility of God to these that are troubled. All right, so today the rain is on the just and the unjust, on the tare and on the wheat. And you cannot tell the difference as to who loves God and who don't love God unless you observe closely that the child should be known by its doings. Otherwise, as to religion, the world is full of it. And everybody's religious at this age. So that means that in one way or another, they are religious, even with their weird sort of activities as to the Grateful Dead and the Masons and all kind of people. They've got their religious activity. And as David Paul said, God has sent His angels to cut down the harvest. And now they're separating the wheat from the tares. This message separates the wheat from the tares. And in this, the angels as to that of good shall gather the good into bundles, as to that of the wheat to be gathered into the garners of God. And that as to bad angels shall gather together that which is the bad, as to a unionizing, and then the angels of God shall cast these bundles into the fire. And the Bible said there's nothing for them to look forward to except the fiery indignation of God that shall devour the adversary at His coming. I love to talk about the deep things of God, and I just say these little things as we go along, kind of in a preliminary way to catch your thoughts, to unionize your thoughts, to get us in one mind and one accord, and to encourage you in the things of God, and so that I can get into the deep things of God. Though you know these things, Peter said, as long as I'm abiding in this tabernacle as the inner man dwelling within this human body, I feel it meet that I should stir up your pure mind, which is, of course, the mind of Christ. Glad to have Billy with us this morning. I hadn't seen him in a good long while, and every once in a while I wondered what in the world's happened to him. But he always manages to get back around. And then, of course, we're glad to have our brother, Sister Green. And I believe their son and their daughter. I met the son outside, and I think he was having a little problem with the little lad, but I don't know whether he's got back in or not. They're a fine person. And I guess this perhaps is his wife right here. Is that right? Sitting in front of you or near you back there somewhere. Is his wife in here? Would you raise your hand? I thought this was her right here. All right, so this is your daughter next to you here, Brother Green. Is that right? Your daughter? Okay. We're glad to have them here with us. And these are very fine people that's followed our ministry for a long time. And we're certainly glad to have them here with us. And if you're here for the first time, we're glad to have you. Glad to have Philip back in church. Always glad to have you come be with us. Little Bethlehem, the home of the soul, actively engaged in world evangelism here. And we're trying to do what we can for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is coming. Let's give these people a hand. Thank you. Now, I try to refrain from saying things when I feel different dispositions as to spirits or whatever in the audience. Some people, everybody has problems. They have oppressions of mind, Satan seeking to trample down the mind of humanity, and seeking to bind the children of God with doubts and problems and whatever. how to keep them from being active in the kingdom of God and being about their Father's business. So I feel these things with a regularity. And I feel the wonderful Holy Spirit. I watch Him as He moves from place to place. But not being ignorant of the devices of Satan, I also watch Him as He moves from place to place. I also watch the spiritual mind and also watch the carnal mind. And to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And I cannot help it if you retain your carnality after I've spoken to you and after I told you, as the gentleman is doing this morning, in his half-hearted approach to God. It is his nature to have a half-hearted approach to God, and his interest is principally in natural things. And he has not yielded himself as to God through the years, nor is he yielding himself this morning. And even as I say this, I felt him yielding the more as it changes the atmosphere, because he realized, that spirit realizes, that it's seen and it's not hid, and it shrinks away. Satan humbleth himself to keep from being cast out. But anyway, I'm glad to know that the man is, as water's receding back into the banks, to at least get off of the seat of the scornful and get out of the way of sinners. The Bible said, blessed is he that sitteth not on the seat of the scornful, or standeth in the way of sinners, whose delight is in the laws of God, and in the laws of God doth he meditate day and night. God is a spirit. Jesus perceived their thoughts in his spirit, and the spirit of God is here. And where the law of God is, there's liberty. And the yoke is broken, and God is here to talk with you and to bless you. I've taken quite a bit of time and may not get to say but a few things. I did have some things I would like to have said, but all of us are dull of hearing, and all of us, we have just a little time for God. And our greatest enthusiasm is for the world, and we have to get out to eat and drink and to go. And because of that, it makes it very difficult for God to tell us this wonderful age-old story as to the great, wonderful mysteries that's beyond the greatest of our understanding and imagination. Within 45 minutes, it's just about impossible. Or 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And after a few minutes, Satan begins to put ripples in the water as to stir up the flesh, and the flesh begins to get restless. And soon, the carnal minds are so restless that one suffer, all suffer. And first news you know, there's problems in the church, and the atmosphere has changed, and we can't do anything to help Christ, or the cause of Christ, or to edify the members. But anyway, we're going to read Revelation 2. If you've got your Bibles, let's read. It says here, I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. And hath borne and hath patience, and for my name's sake hath labored and hath not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Speaking of the hidden manna now. All right. And he says, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear. All right, now. In these things, John has seen a door open in heaven, and hear a voice is saying, come up hither. And the voice is saying, as to the churches, I want you to hear what I'm saying. God, as the Spirit is saying, if you have an ear, Jesus said, having eyes, you don't see, in that you don't have the right kind of eyes. And having ears, you don't hear, because you don't have the right kind of ears. And as they that cannot see when good cometh, so their eyes are blinded as to the wonderful works of God. And they being creatures of night, when the light comes, they are blinded. But we are children of light, therefore we see the light and comprehend the light. As to scientists tells you that you cannot see light. And that is true. You cannot see light. That is to say, they cannot see light because they are creatures of darkness. And creatures of darkness cannot see light. But we do see light. Scientists is in error. Scientists, falsely so called, are in error as to the knowledge of God, because we are children of light and we see the light even through the eyes of our understanding. We comprehend this light, whereas they cannot comprehend this light. Though this light is to grace is shining in the midst of them, the darkness comprehends it not. So then we are thankful because we do see. And men that are in darkness, even as Einstein, that comprehends natural things or did in his lifetime, even to the borderline as to where the infinite starts, did great, marvelous, and mighty things as to the natural. But then he could not take not one step over into the other world as to see what was in the world of light, and finally admitted that God was so great and mighty, he just acknowledged how he was as to his greatness, and then he laid down and went away. And he tried to convince some of his people before he went away that they could contact him after he passed over. But they failed to do it. So then it is a true fact that they that pass over can be contacted as to them that pass over into the heavenly world. As John contacted them in the book of Revelation, whereas it said that, and John was about to worship one, and he said, as to an angel there, he said, "Don't do this. I am of your brothers, the prophet. I am of the brethren. Worship God." So then the communication is there, because we are as being born again in the same dimension, the same realm, the same state of bliss and heaven as to paradise, as is Jesus, and as is Moses, and as is Elijah. And Jesus, being in his human body, made this divine contact as he stood on the mountain and appeared in glory with Moses and Elijah. Or that is, he changed the outer garment as to the transfiguration, and then the inner man showed that he was in heaven. He told Nicodemus, he said, "The Son of Man which is in heaven," or that is, he never did leave the presence of the Father. And the veil as to that of iniquity, him having done no sin but being your iniquity, then it covered that wonderful glory that was to be revealed at the rending of that veil, as called the revealing or the revelation of the innermost one as to the Christ Jesus. So John called it the revelation of Jesus Christ. And this, of course, is what's happening to you and I. We are walking with the Lord, and we are going from day to day with the Lord, and we have within us the Spirit of the Lord, and the divine ordination is that this interlife be made manifest in your mortal genes, or that is to say, within us there is Christ. Without, this is the veil. And this veil has been rent in twain, as to say, he made in himself two, as to both Lord and Christ, as to separate the Lord from the Christ, as to say, rent in twain, that your body might be dead by Calvary to the world and to sin, as the image of iniquity, buried within a watery grave, and your spirit leaving this body to go back to Christ, who gave it, or back to God, or hid with Christ in God, that is to say, within the great Spirit, until the restoring, the restitution, the change of the body, or whatever. See, so we are as to that rent veil in this world, as to the separation. Therefore, I say to you again, that you are not in the earth, but you are in heaven. These that are in the earth are these that are out yonder, that's in darkness, intellectual darkness. They are the creatures of the earth, and they have a light, but it is a reflection as of the church light, and they are in darkness other than this reflection, as to say, reflect the knowledge of God enough to be able to perfect medicines for the healing of the body, to reflect the light of the church, are these things, and as to the good things of life, as to the mechanisms of life, as to the powers of electronics, all of this is a reflection. It all belongs to the children of God, and they're the only one that has any kind of understanding. They are of a good understanding, all of them that are born of God, and they are of a quick understanding. And those out there are nothing but beasts. As I say so often, like you take a dog and say, roll over, that's all he knows. Set up on your paws, that's all he knows. This is why it's so necessary to send them to high school and send them to college and indoctrinate them, because they are ignorant and they do not know and they cannot understand. They must be taught all of these things to even survive through life. But not so with the children of God. See, God told even the children of Israel, said, when you enter into Canaan, this will be the fear of the people. They will see your great understanding and your great knowledge. And as it was with Stephen, when the Bible said, even the great scholars of that day could not withstand the wisdom by which he spake. And they saw his face as they beheld it of that of an angel. And even as Jesus, as to the memorably body, as to the church, there even in its infancy, it is shown that the great men of that day, they could not understand. They said, how do you know, never having learned? And he amazed the wise men, and with his great wisdom, even as a little child. We find that we are the people of God, and upon our shoulders as the Son of God rests this wonderful, great, controlling power as to the government of the earth. And that within our heart, this wonderful mystery of God is made known. And so then the veil has been rent in twain as to let us know this wonderful thing that was hid within Christ from the foundation of the world, that was given to us at the foundation of the world, or before the foundation of the world, and brought to light at Calvary as the exposed they came when the veil was rent, and this innermost Christ as to this mind of wonderfulness given to us in God, all things that pertain to the life as it came forth to us. And it's been preached down through the church ages as proportionally, divisionally, as from measure to measure, that we might come into it. Everybody won't come into this, as I said, as concerning that man this morning, before he began to yield. See, they are blinded by the spirit of their own understanding. Whereas the Bible said, and lean not to your own understanding, but trust in the Lord with all of your heart, to cast down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or that is to say, Satan uses human understanding. And just one thought of your own understanding as a reservation of heart, Satan's got you. You don't need two thoughts, just one thought. And he's got you blinded as to your eyes of understanding, that you cannot comprehend this light. To reason as to self-esteem, or who you are, or what you are, or whether you have a ministry or don't have a ministry, or whether you are outstanding or not outstanding, or whether you're going to be a celebrity or a dignitary, all these kind of things is but a conglomeration of confusion, as to like a computer being out of control. But when you come to God and you take the mind of Christ, you've got the right program then. All the confusion is eliminated. All of the darkness is gone. Then you see that you are a creature of light, and you begin to comprehend what's right. And all of your steps are ordered of the Lord, and all the paths of God are peace. And you have all the wonderful things that pertain to life. Otherwise, you are arrogant, you are evil, you're evil surmising, you are self-esteem, you're full of the evils of the world, and you get into a religious lukewarm state, and God spews you out of his mouth, and then you're called vomit on his tables. All of the tables of God as to this religious age are full of vomit. He said, because you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I would that you were in the world cold and knew nothing of me, that my blood and grace might atone for you until you come to an understanding. Or I would that you were cold, or I would that you were hot, as to be in fervent in the spirit and burning with the zeal of God, that I may bless you with all the wonderful understandings of heaven, or bring unto you the greatness of God as to this wonderful thing of the Lord. See, in the day that we're living in, it's more education, it's more college, it's more study, and even the TV and all the other things. And with all of this, people are putting their eyes out. They don't have enough understanding to know that just reading books and studying and reading and trying to learn in newspapers and magazines, that the devil is taking their life and ruining their nerves and taking their sight, and that with all these things that they're indulging in, as to go beyond moderation, that it's devils, because devils, as I say so often, that you are made a little lower than angels, and angels, as to fallen angels, are devils and demons, and that in this it requires two or three times the amount of inspiration that you get as a derivative from your human senses as to feed these things. They're parasites. Your spirit is as to moderation, and you can do things in moderation and keep your health and happiness, get to sleep on time, not to revel too much in the world, get back into tune with God, have some systematic order of life, and you preserve your life and your youth and your strength as to strengthen and lengthen your days. But you shorten your days by your disobedience as to the allowance of all of these things coming in and infiltrating. And so then Satan, who requires so much more inspiration, whether it's as to union between male and female, or as to the gullible desire of money or prestige or wanting the luxuries of this life or whatever it might be. See, you get overcharged with these things as to a parasite, and then your life is used up in half of the time. Because a greedy man will use up his money, a wise man will use it proportionally as to wisely and have enough for his entire life. But unwise man, evil man, that is, he'll use up his potion, and he'll use it up quick, and half of his life will be gone before he realizes it. All right, so then we see, it says, let them that hath the near hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. For many years, the church in general has been like a little child. And all that they've heard is just don't smoke and don't chew and don't dip and dress this way and these other kind of things, which absolutely is the way of God. And it is the Word of God. And the Bible teaches that we should be holy in body as well as in spirit. But they've heard these things as to a ritualistic, until people, even the preachers, have gotten to the place to where they just say, hey, let's go out to the bathing pool and let's dress out and let's have the ball games and put the pool tables down in the bottom of the church, and there's nothing wrong with these things. And they've come to a status of human reasoning, and they reason according to their own understanding, and they say, God wants me to have riches, and God wants me to have wealth, and God wants me to have all I can get, and God wants me to be sociable, and God wants me to be a good fella in the community, or he wants me to be a celebrity, or he wants me to be a president, a senator. And they've mixed and mingled in the world in such a way with their human reasoning, leaning to their own understanding as to the women, saying, God wants me to powder my nose, and he wants me to arch the eyebrows and paint my eyes like a lizard and my lips like a Jezebel that's got the blood of the martyrs dripping from it, where the old viper sucks the blood. And he wants me to do all these things, you know. He wants me to project my form as to dressing like somebody melting, poured down in something, you know, as to the men and to the women. He wants me to give myself to the flesh and look the best that I can. But folks, let me tell you something. That is a lying spirit, and that is the spirit of the world and the lust of the flesh. And you go after those things because you have the mind of the devil, and you are the children of the devil, and the devil has you in the captivity, and the devil is leading you, and your own understanding is doing that because your belly craves it of you. The Bible said, and the serpent is put upon his belly as to thy worm, Jacob, he said, or as to the generation of vipers. And he said, all of your labor, all of your doings is for your belly, and the child is known by his doing. You do this because your belly and your mouth craves it of you. See, but as in the way of the Lord, the Bible said, make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. But it says that in moderation, let everything be done in moderation, and to deny yourself and mortify the deeds of the body. And he that is born of God and he that belongs to God hath mortified the flesh with the deeds thereof. And though the outer man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day. And these things we teach, and these things we substantiate, these things we believe. But on the other hand, many people have preached these things and not even understanding them themselves. And today the church has just finally got into a ritualistic to where they hardly pay any attention to anything. So the preachers have got to where that they have agreed with them as to a compromise called a charismatic move. And they have now decided that they've entered into heaven as to having all of the natural things, and they're ready to take them away from anybody that don't join their charismatic order. But they're also ready to say that all you've got to do is believe now, And if you will believe, you can be part of our charismatic move, and you can drink a little bit, and you can do a little bit of this on the side. And if you happen to make a mistake over here as to take another man's wife, well, you have to give it a little time for the hurt to settle down, and you can keep her and go your way, or take the husband, or as to an adulterous, sinful generation, as to lying spirits, as to covetousness, as to worldliness, all of these kind of things, and they're taken with these kind of things. See, but I'm here to tell you that those things aren't right. The Bible said, he that God sendeth will speak God's word. And he said concerning these ministers, if they had stood in my presence, they would have caused my people to turn from their sins. And he said as to the sins, come out of the world, be a separate people, touch not that which is the accursed things, as to the contaminated and sinful things and the unclean things. And I will receive you, saith the Lord. And he tells us that we're dead to the world, and that this body is dead because of sin, and that we are loose from this, and we are they that dwell in heaven, and we keep ourselves by the spiritual seal of God, and the evil one toucheth us not, and that we are about our Father's business, and that we're interested in spiritual things, and our conversation is in heaven, and our desire is in heaven, where thieves don't break through and steal and don't corrupt, and that's why we've laid our treasures up in heaven. So then wherever your treasures are, there your heart will be also. The more of the natural things that you get, the more of the natural things that you lay up, as many ministers are doing, so then their heart is bound to it even the more, and they find that they are religious reflectors. And as the stars shall fall from heaven in that day, as to the natural stars, so shall they that are in the church as religious reflectors, reflecting the light of the church, also fall from that wonderful state of glory as the blood comes off of the seat of atonement. They that have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness, during the time of this grace, having done their own thing instead of God's thing, then all of a sudden it shall appear. And they will find that they are creatures of darkness, that they do not have any understanding, that they are worldly, and their whole gullible desire is to the passions of the body, as to this of the world and those things that Satan loves. For the Bible said he saveth the things that be of the flesh. See, so we savor the things that be of the Spirit. We are in the Spirit, born to the Spirit. And the Bible said if you're born to the Spirit, then walk after the Spirit. But aside from these wonderful things that we, as in our elementary grades of life in Christ, should know, these things we already know. Aside from these things, we need to go on into the deeper things of God and pray for the spirit of revelation, because when we are dead to these things, we have thus overcome. And then it is time for us to eat of the hidden manna, even the tree of life, which is in the paradise or the midst of God. For we are the children that get the tree of life, but these others are the tree of human reasoning, as to the tree of knowledge that displeases God, that be carnal minded unto death, that cannot please God, because they are in the flesh, and Satan, being the prince of this world, as to the flesh, savors the things that be of the flesh. So then there are subjects as to the bondchild by their human senses, as to relate to these natural things, and kept into bondage because of these things. So then their eyes will never be enlightened as to the understanding in the tree of knowledge. All right, so then we find that we are children of light. Now, we've been preached these things all down through the years. Now, we that have overcome, many have not overcome. They've heard it religiously, and now they're twofold more the child of hell, as to a proselyte, because they did not heed what was said to them. They did not pay any attention to them. God has turned them over to reprobate mind, to believe a religious lie, and to be damned, in that the Bible said they've changed the truth of God's word into a lie, even as Satan did when he quoted it to Jesus to try to destroy Jesus with it. So then that means that there is a religious bastard child in the world that is a reflector, which has brought Satan into the realms of heaven, in that he is the ruler of the darkness. He hath entered into these human bodies, as to the grace of God from the blood on the seat of atonement, and this reign upon the terror He is living within that human body, and Satan is out of those dry places, and he has stolen that soul. He has taken that image. And as Jesus said, I've chosen 12 of you, and one of you is a devil. Or as he said to Peter when he saw Satan, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savest the things that be of the flesh and not the things that be of God. And so then they are still in the world and of the world, and they love the world. And the Bible said, if the love of the world is in you, the love of the Father is not there. Though he's given us all things that pertain unto life, yet we that have all of these things, as to whatever it might be that God has created, will not pervert these things, and we will not be carnally minded. Paul said to have carnal things is fine. If sown unto you spiritual, shall I not reap of you carnal? Others be partakers of these. Are we not the more? But he said, you cannot be carnally minded. You must be Christ-minded. You cannot be car-minded and house-minded and land-minded and money-minded and passion-minded and face and bodies and configurations and clothing and gossip and backbiting and laughing and joking and worldly conversation. You cannot be thus-minded and have eternal life. That's not possible, because God is a spirit, and God is the word that is a mind that's given to you that lives on the inside, and your meditation is in that thought and that word day and night, to the extent that every thought is cast down. No imagination, just the mind of Christ. Just the mind of Christ. So then we find that we are the body of the Lord, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, going on to the full measure of this wonderful full reward, and dimensionally going up all the time, as the first heaven and second heaven and third heaven, even as Paul that was caught up into the third heaven. So then we know that there is a war in heaven at this time. It's not just leaving off with the chewing of the cud, and it's not just leaving off with the smoking as to the weed. It's not just leaving off with the natural thing, but we have already overcome by the body of Jesus to recognize this, having done our best to be like him. Then our stumblings and staggers are washed away. And now we are in the heavenlies. We are discovering that we are children of God and that we are in the heavenlies. And now we're enjoying the wonderful things of God. And now we know that we pass from death unto life. And now we know that we are the sons of God. And now we know that God has made us gods, in that we cannot die and that we cannot sin. He that is born of God cannot sin. He keepeth himself. The evil one toucheth him not, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. He's without spot. He's without blemish. He's without wrinkle, because he keepeth himself, and the evil one toucheth him not, as to the inner man. And the outer man is thus dead, so Satan has nothing to do with that. And we keep him dead as to the mortifying of the deeds of the body. Now, having crucified the flesh, we then reckon that we are crucified with Christ unto the world, and we are buried with him in baptism, and we've resurrected again as to the spiritual man, as in heaven all are as the angels. We then are as he said, I make my angels spirits. We're in that wonderful world of spirit. And so then, in that we're in there, we're now eating of the hidden manna. We're now getting the revelation of who we are and what we are and the great wonderfulness of God. We have overcome Satan as to that infiltration within the flesh. For Paul said, within my flesh there dwelleth no good thing, for the will is present, but how to perform that which is good, he said, I find not. And he find a law, he said, that when I would do good, evil is present with me, and the good that I would do as to my outer performance I do not, because of this conflict. And he said, and the good that I would do, this body intercepts it as to something in my body. For I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, as to the inner man, as to the mind of Christ, and of the pure mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin and death in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And he said, I thank God that what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, or me weak to performing, that at last he sent a body of iniquity, a body of image, as to sin, and he smote it at Calvary, considered that to be Brother Pike, took away that problem and your problem, and today we are as the spiritual beings, as the temple rent in twain, and the spirit going back to God who gave it at the death of this body, and we are they as the spiritual beings, as they that dwell in heaven, and are equal to the angels, which means we cannot die. All right, so we pass from death unto life, no more is the living soul, but now is the quickening spirit, as to the second man Adam. All right, in this we see then that we are they that now are feeding on the tree of life or from the tree of life, or we are looking at this tree that Adam should have fed from to start with, as in his sovereignty he made the wrong choice unto death, and in Adam all of his children died. But in second Adam, as to Christ Jesus, he's made the right choice, and in him we're regenerated and born again, the first brother among many brethren, and being his family, then are we the family tree of the tree of life. We are alive forever, and our branches bear the wonderful fruits of Christ. As to the fruits of the Spirit, Paul, the world that's hungry. How beautiful it is to be part of this wonderful body of the Lord Jesus. And so then we are eating of the tree of life. Every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan. So I am today in the wonderful land of God. And I am seeing these wonderful things. And now we're eating of this glorious, wonderful, hidden manna. As to the finishing of the mysteries of God, or as to the thunders, as to the sounding of the last trump, as to these things that are made known not to the world. For it was said, and I remind you again, as the disciples came unto Jesus, they said, and why do you speak to these people in parables, seeing that they understand not what you say? And he said, it is not given unto them to know. That is to say, their eyes cannot comprehend this light. But it is given unto them to hear the gospel to every creature in all the world, and then shall the end come. But it is not given unto them to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And so then with these mysteries inwardly, we are making manifest in our mortal genes the life of Christ, changing from glory to glory, or that is the expressed glory that shall be seen at his coming. And the Bible said this glory as to this heavenly treasure within earthen vessels are not to be compared to the beggarly elements of this world. Because the beggarly elements of this world, it shall perish and pass away. But this glory is as unto Christ's glory, and we shall live forever. And that this is not as to the world glory or human glory, but this is the very glory of God himself. So I say again, as to the world that says, well, God will not give his glory to another because they intellectually conceive that from the word. It is true. But then the spiritual revelation tells us, as the word states, that God will give us the glory. It reveals to us and tells us that we are the glory of God, and that Jesus said, Father, glorify these with the same glory I had with thee before the world ever was. And so then we are not another. As it is said, a man was disputing with one of our brothers the other day, and he was trying to tell the man that we are gods. And the man said, well, then what does the scripture mean as to say there's but one God? And I don't know whether the brother could tell him or not. But there's one thing that we can tell him. It is true there is but one God. But he overlooks the fact that we are that one God, members in particular of his body, bone of his bone, and flesh of his flesh. That's the only God there is. He said, of another I know not. I stretched out the heavens alone, and no one was there but me. So that means that he just doesn't understand. So we see that we are walking in the wonderful sunlight of his glory, and we are his wonderful body. I would say as to somebody, there's Mr. Taylor. Someone would say, well, I know Brother Taylor. There is but one Brother Taylor. I've heard that statement. But all of a sudden, Mrs. Frank Taylor writes a letter. And then one says, well, I thought there was just one Frank Taylor. But all of a sudden, now there's a Mrs. Frank Taylor. And then we wonder, well, what is this? And Paul said, that is a mystery as concerning the church, the man and his wife being one. So there is but one God, and whether one Frank Taylor, but that is to say, a head and many members. Let's give him a hand. All right, giving the Lord a hand to let him know that we love him, we care for him, to have an unction from the Holy One that we should know all things. And Jesus said, my Father hath made known unto me, so I make known unto you. You have the minds of Christ, and the mind of Christ that knows all things. He shall be of a good understanding and a quick understanding. And he said, I shall not keep anything back from Abraham, for he is my friend. As Joshua said, for me and my house will serve the Lord. As Abraham, I know that he will command his household after me. So then let the Spirit speak to us. Let our ears hear what he is saying. And the things that I wanted to get into this morning, we just now got to where we can start into them, and I'm not going to be able to do that because it's too late. Just exhorting you a little bit brought us to this place, but then if I go into them, I'll only say a few words, and then you won't have the endurance as to the ritualistics of your mind as to be here to get them. So we just stop when we get so far as to what we understand, and maybe tonight if we come together, if the Lord be willing, we get a chance, maybe we'll talk about these things that I thought was essential for the church. Maybe tread in a little deep water as to see what the Spirit would say unto the churches. This morning I'm more or less bordered on a little exhortation as to tell you the do's and don'ts, because I want you to know that we thoroughly believe in the do's and the don'ts of the Bible, but I do not believe that the Word of God is yea and nay. Paul said, I did not come to you preaching yea and nay, for the word of God is not yea and nay. The word of God is yea and amen. But all of the promises of God is yea and amen. And if they come to me as all of these things given to me through the knowledge of God, then I should say yea, amen. In my human reasoning, I should never reason as to say, well, I don't know whether I'm good enough. I don't know whether it'll work. I don't know whether it's for me or not. I don't know whether I got enough faith. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I should never do that. I should say, I am receiving these not because I am good, but because He's good. I'm receiving these as yea and amen because He said it. And this is the same word that spoke me into existence. It can correct all of my problems. And this is the same word that spoke the world into existence. This is the word that He sent and healed them. This is the word by which He cast out the unclean spirits. And this is the word of my faith as yea and amen. He said it. It belongs to me. I believe it. And that settles it. And in that, we go with a strong faith, not wavering, not doubting. Jesus said, don't doubt. And we have the fullness of His glory, the fullness of His blessing, the fullness of His healing, and all these wonderful things as to the blessings of life. All right, let's stand together. We're not going to hold you any longer. I just don't feel to go into what I wanted to go into, because I feel like you've heard as much as you're going to listen to. Even if I go on, you'll reverently sit and listen, and some of you would stay all day long and to listen all day long. But some of you are like little children, your strength gives out, and you've heard all that you're going to hear, and though you'll be reverent and listen to me, you won't retain or receive anything. But as to you that belong to God, as those in the days of Paul that sit all night long listening, and those that in the early church that went from place to place day after day and broke bread with singleness of heart, to meditate in His laws day and night, to always be about your Father's business, to have no ambition as to anything in the flesh, as to eat for strength to glorify Him, as to ride to see to praise His name, as to work and labor that you might have to give, as to solitude to be away with Him, as to talk to Him, and as the songwriter said, to gain new strength to run in the race, to draw nigh to God, to build your faith in Christ as to strength, to resist the devil that he might flee from you, and to do all these wonderful things that God wants you to do, to be a part of God's kingdom, and to be a manifested Son of God in the world as the utilization of this great wonderful potentiality that we want to speak on this morning, but could not, as to this thing, as to show who you are and to show what you can do if you're willing. If you're willing to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness as to your own desire and take advantage of this grace as to do your own thing during this grace period, then there's nothing I can do to help you, nor God. Let's sing a little chorus, can we? Oh, there's room at the cross for you. Oh, there's room at the cross for you. Although many have come, there is still the cross.
cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart go away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and I am happy all the day. For at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received sight.
Now I am happy. Sing it once again. For at the cross, saw the light, and the burdens of my heart went away. Was there by faith I received my sight? How I am happy all the day. Let's sing this little chorus, and while we're singing it, the altars are open if you'd like to come. Give me another key. Come in
to my heart.
Just come in
to my heart.
Just come in to my heart, Lord Jesus. Just come in
today,
and come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord. Can you sing that with me? Come in to my heart. Just come in
to my heart.
Oh, come in
to my heart,
Lord Jesus. Just come in
today,
and come in
to
into my heart, Lord. Oh, she loved the Lord. Let's sing this little chorus. Jesus gave her water,
and it was not from the well.
Jesus gave her water, went away a singing, and she came back a bringing others to the water that comes from the well. Jesus gave her water, and it wasn't from the well. Jesus gave her water, and she went forth to tell. Others to the water that wasn't from the well. And it wasn't from the well. Jesus gave her some water. She went forth to tell. Went away singing and bringing others to the water. Can you say hallelujah? Jesus gave her some water, and it wasn't from the well. Let's sing this little chorus together. I thank thee for the valleys I walk through. today for the darker the valleys, the more I learn to pray. Found you where the lilies, they're blooming by the way. And I thank you for the valleys I walk through today. Thank you for every hill I climb, for every time the sun didn't shine. Thank you for every lonely night. I prayed till I knew that everything was all right. And I thank you for the valleys I walk through today. Life can't be all sunshine or the flowers die. The rivers would be desert, all barren and dry. Life can be all blessings, or there'd be no need to pray. So I thank thee for the valleys I walk through today. Thank thee for every hill I climb, for every time the sun doesn't shine. Thank thee for every lonely night. Prayed till I knew that everything was all right. For the valleys I walk through today. Where will you be a million years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be singing while the ages roll throughout eternity? I ask this question, where will you be? Just one life to live on earth, find its will, it passes by. From the moment of our birth until it's time to die, God has given us this choice to decide destiny in a million years. Where will you be? Where will you be? Will you be singing? Will you be happy while the ages roll throughout eternity? I ask this question, where will you? Let's sing this little chorus. My heart cries out, oh Lord, how long till tolling in, then you call me home. Since I call the glows of my home, nothing in this world keeps me
satisfied. Is that the life of my sin? Do I feel a breeze from the crystal sea? With the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony, it's the lights of home, a welcome sight to me. Seems I can hear all the angels sing. Hearts on gold, and the thousands restrained. Earth holds no charm when I hear the song. Sweet Beulah Land, my home, sweet home. That the lights of home I see. Do I feel a breeze from the crystal sea? With the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony, it's the lights of home, a welcome sight to me. One more time. Seems I can hear all the angels sing. Hearts of gold, like the clouds in the stream. When I hear their song, sweet Beulah Land, it's my home, sweet home. Is that the light of my city? Do I feel a breeze with the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? It's the light of all, a welcome sight to me. Let's give the Lord a hand. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Wonderful to be in the house of the Lord. The holy hills of heaven call me to mansions bright across the sea, where loved ones wait and crowns are given, and the hills of home are calling me. This house of flesh, it's but a prison and bars of bone. They hold my soul, but doors of flesh gonna burst wide open when the angels sent my spirit. See love once over.
yonder near. Tears are gone and heart are free, and from the throne my Savior beckons, and the hills of all keep calling me. Tiles of flesh is but a prison with bars of bone that hold my soul, but the doors of play gonna burst wide open when the angels set my spirit free. I'll take my flight like a mighty eagle when those hills are low start calling me. This house of flesh, it's but a prison and bars of bone. They hold my soul, but doors of place gonna burst wide open when the angels set my spirit. I'll take my flight like the mighty eagle when those hills of old start calling me. Sing that again. I'll take my flight. One more time. This house of flesh is but a prison and bars of bone. They own my soul, but the doors of clay gonna burst wide open when the angel said it's my spirit. I'll take my flight like the mighty eagle when the hills of old start calling me. I'll take my flight, mighty eagle, when the hills of old start calling me. Let's give the Lord a hand. Let's sing this little chorus together. And I'll give him glory, all people, for his blood has washed away every stain.
one more time together.
And I will
lift our hands and close our eyes and sing this one more time. We will praise Him. We will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. And once again, I will praise Him. I'm going to ask my son-in-law, Dale, Susie's husband, I'm going to ask him to come up and dismiss us. While Dale's coming, let's worship the Lord. Remember, if you want to be eternal, you want to have this wonderful wealth and happiness, this joy unspeakable and full of glory, then the thing to do is to worship the Lord. Love the Lord. God is a spirit and He inhabits the praise of His people. And He wants you to praise Him. We're glad to have you. We appreciate you being here so much. Appreciate David's wife being here. So wonderful to have you come out and be with us. Let's sing together again, can we? And I will praise Him. My heart.